I actually went through a period of this where if I didn't seem like I agreed with everybody, or I didn't seem like I said the quote-unquote politically right thing to say, that, you know, I was an ego, and I was selfish, and I was self-absorbed, and you know, how do I take care of myself and have self-respect in that situation? It was really difficult. Yeah, I also felt the same way, Amir. I felt like I had to defend myself, defend my inner truth, etc. But I came to realize something extremely profound in this, and that was that whenever I got to a real true shift in perception, whenever I got to what the truth was in my own mind, that it was settled. I no longer needed anybody to agree with me. I no longer needed to dance around it. I actually was settled. So I was allowing myself to kind of agree to disagree with other people. And I started speaking with I statements and saying things like, this is my experience and this is my guidance and this is what's true about me, and really respecting where anybody else was in it. And I still do. And in doing so, by allowing other people to have a difference of opinion, allowing people to have wherever they're at in it, you know, I wasn't coming from any holier than thou attitude, and I also wasn't needing for them to agree, and that helped me to free myself to be able to be more honest and more authentic. And there are times when I will not be guided to say anything with people, and then there will be times when I'll say what I need to say and somebody else will be like all over it. But it doesn't matter, because that's all their own stuff. It's all their own whatever it is, you know. So I just need to focus on my own healing, because every thought that's healed in my mind needs no defense. Every thought that's healed in my mind needs no defense. And if there is something that someone can say that seems to hurt me in any way, shape, or form, it is like Dove and Melissa said, it is because I have an attack thought in my mind that completely agrees with them. It's not settled in my mind. I feel like I need to defend, 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 but what am I really defending against? It's because it's not settled in my mind. So instead of trying to work it out with others and trying to say, well, who's right and who's wrong and et cetera, and the need to be right or wrong, I could just say, well, if I feel any inner conflict, it is because it's unsettled in my mind. And I just need to bring it to the Holy Spirit and say, well, what is the truth here? Knowing that when I have the truth, it's settled and I could be at peace and stand on the foundation of that truth, knowing that this is true for me and this is what my guidance is, but not needing anybody to agree. You know, I don't need anybody to support it, because if I need somebody to support it, it's not the truth. If it needs support, it's not the truth. And if I need somebody to support the thought in my mind, well, the same people that can take it and support it and give it all that seeming power are the same people that can take it down. And I will be constantly outward focused, constantly afraid that somebody is not going to agree with me. I'm not defending against anybody but myself. And I really need to realize that if something is not based on truth, it's not going to be peaceful, it's not going to be settled. And so my job is just to see that which is not based on truth and settled and bring it to the Holy Spirit and heal it. And then I have my true invulnerability, because now it doesn't matter what anybody thinks or says, because it's settled in my own mind. Thanks.